A growing number of political observers are calling for changes in Mitt Romney's campaign after his disappointing third-place finish in primaries in Alabama and Mississippi yesterday. Here's Mark Halperin on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
The Romney campaign is in a message crisis. He stands for nothing now. He has some strengths, but they're not on display. What's on display is losing to Santorum and talking about process. That campaign must change course if he's going to get to Tampa within hailing distance of the most delegates. He'll almost certainly have the most, but he's not right now on track to be close enough to put it away in Tampa without a lot of chaos.
But Romney is still mathematically way ahead of the other candidates when it comes to the delegate count. And top strategist Eric Fernstrom tweeted this morning, even when Romney doesn't finish first, he's successfully executing against his plan. Dan Baltz of The Washington Post is with us. Dan, it's hard to imagine that this was the plan.
Well, boy, isn't that the case? I mean, I think that everybody assumed, and I think that the Romney people assumed that this would be an easier battle for the nomination than it's turned out to be. I mean, after all, the field is hardly the strongest that the Republicans have ever put up, and for the front runner to be struggling in this way is certainly not what they would have hoped.
Well, just one little look back. I mean, do you think that the Romney campaign overreached in Alabama and Mississippi? No one expected him to win there, and then all of a sudden over the weekend, tons of money spent trying. You know, was it sort of an overreach? Would he have been better off just saying no and putting the money elsewhere? And do you think there are going to be shakeups?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. One is you wouldn't want to lose narrowly and not have made a real effort.
Then you would say,
boy, if we had really done what we should have done, we might have won this state. I think they thought they had an opportunity in Mississippi to spring a surprise. And if you're Mitt Romney and you have the money to do it, why not go ahead and try to do it? But as we saw last night, the consequences of coming close but ending up in third place, if you're the front runner, are damaging, at least in terms of perceptions. And I think that's what he woke up to this morning as everybody was beginning to criticize the campaign. I don't sense that there is a shakeup brewing in Boston, but I think that Mark Halperin is correct that there is and has been a problem with his message. And they have not solved that. They have talked about solving it. They have talked about doing different things to elevate the message or for him to be offering new policy ideas, a variety of things. But none of it has come to pass in a way that has changed anybody's impression of the message that he's putting forth.
Well, it's interesting. The exit polls showed that Mitt Romney only won slightly among the Alabama voters who said that the economy was their top concern, and he split those votes in Mississippi. So, you know, that's where he'd had the edge previously when it came to the economy as opposed to social issues. And Mike Allen from Politico is saying, you know, not just that a shakeup would show weakness, but what he might do is bring in an expert in delegate hunting and really stress, you know, that he can hunt the delegates and he can win, that that's an issue to run on.
I think that, you know, Mike's a great reporter. I disagree with Mike on that. I don't think the issue is finding somebody who can figure out a sharper delegate strategy. It is a weak message for the front runner to be relying on a delegate strategy. I'm in the middle of finishing a piece on this theme right now. This is not the same as what Barack Obama did 4 years ago in adopting a delegate strategy. Their situations are entirely different, and I think that while it is probably mathematically correct that Santorum can't overcome the delegate lead, it's not clear that Romney can put the 1144 on the board in a timely way. So a delegate strategy is the least of what he needs right now. He needs a bigger message. He needs to figure out a way to reassure even those people who are with him that he's got the strength of message and the strength of personality to energize the people he's going to need in November to win the election.
Yeah. Well, analysts have been saying, you know, for a month now that the big problem for Mitt Romney is that the more Rick Santorum stays in the race, he keeps forcing Mitt Romney to the right, and that's going to make it harder for him to pivot back in the fall to get those independents. Yesterday, Mitt Romney said again, Planned Parenthood, we're going to get rid of that. And now the Democratic National Committee has released a new web video showing Mitt Romney saying that, thinking they're going to appeal to women. But Newt Gingrich seemed to be implying to Rick Santorum last night in Newt Gingrich's speeches, let's you and I, you know, go, you know, couple up together against Mitt Romney.
Well, I think what Gingrich is trying to argue is that it is not inevitable that Mitt Romney will have the delegates necessary to be the nominee by the time the primaries and caucuses finish. And then, in his estimation, it will be up to everybody in the party to figure out what to do at that point. So I think what he's saying is, collectively, he and Rick Santorum have the capacity, perhaps, to block Romney from getting the 1144 and then, you know, kind of let nature take its course. I think Gingrich would hope that at that point people turn to him rather than Santorum or to a third, you know, candidate who isn't even in the race at this point. All of that still is unlikely, Robin. I think that the rhythm of these things is that if a front runner does grind it out, they end up as the nominee, and this race could look quite different, and if Romney's the nominee, he could look different today than he does today.
Right.
All the recent polling.
We're going to have to hold you up there. I'm so sorry, Dan. We're going to have to hold you up there. About to talk about some data and things like that. But Dan Balz, chief correspondent for The Washington Post, we will always check in with you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.